London News Talk, 11:52 a.m. Original Talk Radio.
Mark Smith with you this Tuesday evening. One of the West End's current hits is the work of, I'll give you three guesses, Andrew Lloyd Webber, you were right. It's Sunset Boulevard, and the star is the small but impressively voiced Elaine Page. However, on Thursdays and some matinees, Miss Page takes a well-earned rest, and her role as Norma Desmond is filled by American actress and singer Aliza Ensley. Aliza is with me on London News Talk. Good evening.
Good evening.
I have to say this, Elaine Page is a name. You're not yet. Don't audiences feel shortchanged when they turn up and they find you in the lead?
Well, actually, it's a bit difficult at first, but it is well publicized that Elaine doesn't do Thursday evenings. So a lot of the people that we get on Thursday evenings are people that are from other countries, from America, things like that don't know her work. It is difficult, but we usually do end up winning them over. You can feel their reticence when you first enter down the staircase. But it's very lucky in the sense that there's a huge number at the beginning, and then they feel, oh, I'm in good hands, I'm comfortable, and I'm going to enjoy this and go with it.
There is nothing worse. I mean, I speak as an occasional theatre goer, as watching a cast which obviously hasn't quite come to terms with the performance and themselves are feeling a little bit awkward. It makes you feel awkward.
Yes, very true. Hopefully, I don't think that comes across. Elaine is an incredibly powerful performer, and she's fab. And people do come to see her. So the people that have definitely come to see her traditionally don't come on a Thursday evening because they know she won't be on.
How much interpretation can you bring to that role? Would somebody notice a difference in the way it is played between yourself and Elaine Page, or is it the kind of role where you really stick to a structure almost 100%?
No, they would greatly notice a different interpretation between the two of us.
How do you see Norma Desmond?
I see Norma Desmond as a very eccentric, exciting, intelligent person, but there's a very sad, pathetic streak to her that I think the audience should feel. She's very driven. When we first see her come down the stairs, we need to feel, this is a very strange lady, but there's something about her that's interesting. There's something that Joe finds interesting about her. And she is a lady who's sort of stuck in her old time. You know, she's stuck in the 20s and 30s.
And she can't accept that things are changing.
No, she can't. She absolutely can't. But she really has a sense of her greatness, and she still very much feels that.
Are there still actresses, or actors for that matter, around who are like that? Or is that kind of film diva very much a thing of the past?
Well, I don't think diva or film diva is part of the past. I think it's changed. I think it's altered a bit. The way in which people express it, I think, is probably a bit different. You know, the old studio system was a very different system from what we have now. So I think it's expressed differently, but I think it's still there.
Is there still room for prima donnas, for people who say, I am the star?
Definitely. Yes.
It wouldn't be the same business without it, really, would it?
Oh, no, it wouldn't. It's part of the color of the business. And I do think a lot of times people work very, very hard to get to where they are, and therefore when they do get there, they have a sense of, you know, I've earned my place here, and I'm going to put my foot down or just be who I am.
And if it's
because they've gotten there because of who they are.
Yeah, and if it starts going downhill, of course you can't quite accept it.
Well, I suppose it depends on who you are as a person. I mean, I suppose it depends on how important it is to you. I think that's the thing with Norma. She cannot accept it. That is sort of her tragic flaw. She cannot accept the reality that she is a woman of 50 and the films have passed her by and they're now talkies.
Has that changed? Because more and more actresses now seem to have a career, you know, up until retirement age, whereas in the past the age of 35, 40, you were written off. There are more and more roles being written for older women, aren't there?
There really are. And, you know, I think, I can speak in terms of musical theater, we have Andrew to thank for a lot of that, because he has written some wonderful women's roles. I think you're absolutely right. I think that is changing. We have a magazine in the States called Lears, I believe it is, and it's an older woman's magazine. And it was very, very helpful in that. It was kind of in the late 70s. Allowing women to feel that they could still be glamorous or they could still be valued for who they were, whether they were over 35 or not. And I think the same is true in the film business.
Sunset Boulevard is all about the lure and the appeal of stardom, which is something I have never fully understood, but then I'm not an actor. And
I don't understand it either.
You don't. But you are an actress and a singer.
Yes.
So obviously there is something about having an audience and something about being known, being recognized, that strikes up some kind of chemistry in you.
Well, I think that may be part of it for some people, and I'm sure that is an integral part of it, but I think it's also the experience of sharing with an audience, as crazy as that sounds, there, when you, for instance, when I said you come down the stairs, you can feel the audience there. It's a mutual experience that the two of you have, and it's kind of a feeling of doing something that has touched these people's lives, whether it be in a comedic way or a tragic way or just a fun, fleeting kind of way.
But one thing I've often wondered, you can't really see the audience. You look out from a brightly lit stage, there is a black void out there. So how do you manage to pick up those vibrations, to relate to an audience which you can't see?
I don't know. I think it's kind of the same as it is in life. It's just magnified because there's so many people. There's 1,600 people in our house, I believe, sitting, and all of their attention is focused on the stage, which is where you are, and there's only one or two of you. I think it's kind of like it is in life, just feelings you get from someone when things aren't said. I think it's the same type of thing, but it's magnified.
Well, you're in one of the Plum West End parts at the moment.
Yes.
How did you come to be playing it?
Just fortuitous events, to be honest. I had been in New York struggling for a while, and I had come to London, and I was referred to Trevor Nunn, who was our director, through a friend, and they were looking for a cover for Patti LuPone, and I have a similar voice type to Patti LuPone. And I went in and sang, and then it just went from there.
And it isn't your first Lloyd Webber, is it? You've played, I think, Evita in the past.
Yes, yes, in the States. And love that part very, very much. I'd love to do that role again.
Critics of his work see it as far too lightweight. Do you ever think that this is really unashamedly popularist, and I could do with a little bit more of a challenge?
Oh, no, definitely not. Vocally, it's a challenge. I mean, I think there's a great deal of pathos in his music. There's a 16 or 18 bar passage in Evita where she's speaking to God that, to me, is one of the most beautiful things in musical theater. It really, yeah, I think it makes your heart soar. I mean, yes, there are pieces of music that Andrew's written that are kind of a more popular, you know, feel.
That's why people go to see his
yes,
his musical,
it's very
plays,
memorable music. I mean, it really, and it does. In our particular show, it has a great pathos to it.
It is an incredibly, Norma Desmond, an incredibly demanding role, physically,
yes,
and mentally. If it's a
and
day,
emotionally.
Say it's a Thursday evening, you're due to go on, and you'd really rather be doing something else. How do you psych yourself up for that kind of two-hour ordeal?
Sometimes it's quite a challenge. Sometimes it's quite a challenge. I think you just have to really get centered and focus. And once, a lot of people call it doctor theater. But once you get the makeup on, I do my ensemble show during the day. And then I have to take that makeup off and put on my Norma makeup, which is a rather intensive makeup. And
once it's on, does it actually change you?
It does, and the costumes as well. I mean, she wears an awful lot of turbans.
Yes.
I think she's sort of the Debbie Reynolds of the 30s. But I think putting the costumery on and coming down the staircase and just the music, I mean, really, truly the music, it sort of sets the tone. The music changes greatly. I think they really attempted to do that with between Joe's world, who is the one that we follow through the story, telling us about Norma, and Norma's world. Her music is a very different music. Her environment is very different. Her home, everything. It's got kind of a darker, more foreboding quality to it, I think.
Which real film star of that period, the 30s, would you see as the archetype of the female film star of the golden age of Hollywood, to use a cliche?
Oh, my goodness. Clara Bow, I think, of the 20s, was really...
She was outrageous, wasn't she?
She really was.
In her private life and
yes,
her...
Yes, she was. And Mary Pickford sort of being the lighter side of that, I think, for that era.
Actresses have evolved, mm-hmm, since then, American film actresses. Now they are taken seriously in a way that perhaps they weren't then. They were the gloss, they were the glamour. But a lot of them say they're still not taken seriously enough. They're not paid as much as men. They don't get given challenging enough parts often enough.
I see it as kind of a societal thing. I think that's sort of rather true within the society, but I don't know if it's completely true any longer. I think there is a tendency for that, yes. Because we're still changing, and societally women are still supposed to be sort of the supportive character. But I think that's changing. I mean, you know, look at Elaine, look at Barbara Streisand, look at so many of the leading ladies of stage, you know.
Meryl Streep,
Glenn Close, Patti LuPone. I mean, powerful, powerful ladies.
Aliza Ensley, thank you. You can see Aliza in Sunset Boulevard at the Adelphi Theatre on Thursday night, and the occasional matinee when Elaine Page has other commitments or just feels the need to take a rest.